Danny, good afternoon, and let's see. Now we are 49 hours away from Razorback football.
You can feel it in the air, can't you, Trey?
You can. There's a little bit of excitement. I think people get a little bit more pep in their step towards the end of this week, knowing that game day is just right around the corner on Saturday.
Yeah, this is the week you start to see people take their predictions from 6-6 to 7-5. Everybody's got that last little oomph of enthusiasm, I guess. So it's you can definitely feel it in the air up here, you know, driving around campus, looking around, all the students are back. Just an exciting time. I'm ready to get it going. I'm not sure how good they're going to be this year. They'll probably be only about 6-6, something like that. I think that'd be a pretty safe bet, maybe 5-7 or 7-5 is not totally out of the possibilities, I guess. But, hey, we're going to find out starting Saturday. Like you said, in about 49 hours, it'll be showtime. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, if anybody's got a question about anything in the recruiting world, Denny West is our guy to answer those questions. You can call right now, 1-800-477-1037, 433-1037, or you can send us some Keithley Service Company live fan feedback. We will get to that as well. Danny, there's a possibility of some official visits this weekend on the Hill. Can you tell us any names?
Yeah, as of right now, we're looking at one official visitor. It looks like this official visitor's teammate will not be coming, but the one who is coming is Sharif Raheed, a linebacker. He's been up here before. He came all the way from Fort Pierce, Florida. This past July, he came up for an unofficial visit. At that time, he also had his teammate, a Louisville commit, a defensive end by the name of Rashawn Shaw. Rashawn, as of right now, has not set up his official visit to Arkansas for this weekend, but chances are he'll probably make that trip eventually. Sharif, big-time kid, very good friends with Rashawn, and Louisville, obviously, with Shaw being committed there, is going to be tough to beat for Raheed, in my opinion, but I give Arkansas a very good chance to get both of those kids after they both visit, you know, on official visits. I think that's really going to help Arkansas's chances tremendously. Very good-looking kid. I saw him at the camp. He didn't participate, but both of those guys really stand out when you're, you know, just on the hoof. They're very impressive-looking kids.
Denny, is there any advantage into bringing in an official visit on the first game of the season as opposed to waiting and maybe bringing them in for a conference game, or is it basically just when that player can make his official visit?
Yeah, I think here's my opinion. I think if a kid is getting close to maybe making a decision in favor of your school, maybe go ahead and get him on campus as soon as possible. And who knows, maybe Sharif is kind of in that boat right now. Maybe he's close. Couldn't tell you that for sure, but I do think they've got a good chance at him. On the flip side of that, I think you raise a good point. For me personally, if I'm a head coach, I like getting those later visits. You know, if you can get in here when they've got 10 or 12 big-time guys, you know, in late December, January, sometime like that, to where those kids can kind of talk to each other and all of your current commitments are on hand to kind of lure those other kids in. I think that's a big draw, but hey, when you're Arkansas and you're this far away from those Florida kids, I think you'll take them any way you can get them, anytime you can get them on campus.
Yeah, you know, in-state players have an advantage of being able to, you know, come up on a Saturday, you know, after a Friday game, but out-of-state players, sometimes it just depends on their schedule, because it's just so tough to get up here and get back, where maybe if they have an off week or if they played earlier throughout that week or whatever, to get them up here. So you try to get them up here when you can. Danny, any other offers, even if there's some unofficial offers out there, some other players we might need to know about?
As far as offers, not really a whole lot of new offers here lately. Staff has been pretty tied up with, you know, camp and everything, but a lot of kids to keep an eye on right now. I'll tell you one down in Shreveport, Louisiana. He's a teammate of Jared Cornelius, the wide receiver that committed a few weeks ago. This is an athlete. He plays defensive back. His name is Santos Ramirez. He came up here to camp. I thought he was the best defensive back at the camp. He left from Fayetteville, went straight to Baton Rouge. They offered him a scholarship to LSU, and he took it. Now it kind of appears that LSU is not really ready to take his commitment, and I think that that probably upset him a little bit, and I think Arkansas may benefit from that. You know, still a lot to work through. You got to get the kid on campus. I think his mom wants to come with him. I spoke to her probably about an hour ago, and as of right now, they will not be coming up this weekend, but it looks like they'll be setting up something pretty soon.
Denny, also, there's a recruit this weekend that Mike Anderson has on the Hill for
right.
an official visit.
Yeah, Jalen Hudson. He's a 2014 shooting guard from Akron, Ohio. We've got him listed as a three-star. Just going over his offer list a little bit ago, it appears to me that Arkansas is his best offer. I think George Mason has offered Virginia Commonwealth, obviously what they've done in the tournament over the last 4 or 5 years. That's a pretty good offer, as well as Virginia Tech's kind of on the rise right now. But this is a kid I feel like got a very good shot at, just from the outside looking in. I've only made contact with Jalen one time. He made me think that Arkansas has got a great shot, so that's what I'm basing it on right now. Not sure if he's going to commit this weekend or what his timeline might be, but he will be here tomorrow. So that'll be good for Mike.
1-800-477-1037, 433-1037. If you've got a question for Danny West, by all means, give us a call. Also, you can catch us on the Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback. Larry in Little Rock asks, Denny, how many quarterbacks is Arkansas looking at for next year?
For next year's class or
yes.
for the 2014 class?
Next year's class.
Okay. That'd be 2015. They've already got Ty Story committed. You're only taking one this year. You've got Rafe Peavy locked up, big-time four-star commit out of Bolivar, Missouri. You're only going to take one in this class. So I would look for two next year. I'm not sure who that second one might be. I think they're going to probably take their time with evaluating a second quarterback like that, but they're going to have a tough time finding one that can match what Ty Story can bring to that class. He, in my opinion, he's probably going to end up in the top five in the country. So in back-to-back years, you've got, you know, some of the best quarterbacks in the nation. So my point is it's probably going to be hard to convince another quarterback of his caliber to come in with Ty Story. I think everybody pretty well knows at this point that he is the guy. So we'll see what happens, but I do think they'll take two quarterbacks next year.
Let's go to Pecola and talk to Johnny. Johnny, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Trey, Matt, y'all going to be both of you up at the game this weekend?
I will be there.
Matt?
No, I will not be there, but I will be watching.
Well, I'll be up there. I'll be working. It'll be like my eighth year that I've worked up there. Anyway, what's up with this Louisiana Lafayette quarterback? They say he's pretty mobile.
He is.
I'll hang up and listen. I just want to hear y'all's comment about this guy.
All right. Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it. Yeah, run pass, a dual threat quarterback.
He's the type of guy that could throw for 200 yards, rush for 100, throw for two touchdowns, rush for two touchdowns in a game. You know, he has that type of ability. Don't know exactly last year if he rushed for 1,000 yards, but I think he rushed. He was second on the team with over 700 yards, nine touchdowns rushing, but his average rush was 6.5 yards. So you don't necessarily have to call a run play for him. You call pass plays, and if nobody's open or he gets flushed out of the pocket, he's a guy that can get a 10-15 yard gain and keep the chains moving. He's a pretty scary guy to start the season with.
He was 206 of 315 passing last year, 2,842 yards, 17 touchdowns, 119 rushing attempts for 769 yards, 9 touchdowns. School record 3,611 yards of total offense. He had 3 100-yard rushing games. He was the MVP of the New Orleans Bowl, where he threw for 316 yards and a touchdown and rushed for 108 yards and a touchdown. His career highs for attempts, 39 passing attempts, 28 completions, 374 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
And let me throw this number out here to you, this stat. He had a 77-yard touchdown run.
Yeah.
So he can go. You know, a lot of times you get these quarterbacks that can move a little bit, but they can't take it to the house 70 yards away. So
you were able to do that once.
That's what I'm saying. You slip up on him or give him some space. He's a guy that can go. Now, I don't know his 40 time, but if you have a 77-yard touchdown run, he's at least a 4-5 guy.
So if you're on the edge, you want to force him back inside, and then if you're in the secondary or a linebacker, you want to try and keep him in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. The thing that'll happen is you stay back on your heels because it's a quarterback and he can pump fake or do whatever, and then he's by you because he's that quick. So when you make a commitment to him and you're going to go tackle him, you got to treat him like a running back and just think to yourself that I got to go at him like a running back. If he throws it, my help's behind me and they can tackle the receiver, but I can't let this guy get past me in the open field because he's the type of guy that can have a 50-yard touchdown run on you.
Good point right there. Let's go to Lance in England. Lance, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Good.
I got a question and a kind of a comment. My first question is, what's Arkansas looking like? How are we looking into getting Chris Gregg's little brother in Pine Bluff, Will?
Will Gregg.
Mm-hmm. We have a pretty good shot.
Go ahead, Danny.
Okay. Yeah, Will Gregg, 2015 tight end. Obviously, as you said, Chris Gregg's little brother. He's picked up offers from Alabama, Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, and, of course, Arkansas was the first offer last summer. You know, Will kind of wants to take it all the way up until his signing day in 2015, and I have no reason to doubt that he will do that. I think he's going to enjoy the process, but at the same time, guys, I've always felt like, and I've told Will this, I've always felt like in the end he's probably going to end up staying at home, but by all means, it's your process to enjoy. You're the one out there running around in the middle of summer. You've earned it. Go enjoy it. But at the same time, I think Will has a lot of people around him that will ultimately push him to Arkansas. Not saying he's going to resist that in any way. I think, you know, that kid's been – he spent a lot of time up here watching his brother. He's up here just about every month out of the year, it seems like. So I just feel like in the end he'll probably end up calling the Hogs.
Well, that's good to know. And I also got to ask a kid over in West Memphis, Jarvis Cooper. He's a heck of a football player. Any chance Arkansas offers?
Yes, sir. I agree with you. He is one heck of a football player. I've got him at number 3 in the state right now. I think Rivals probably ranks him a little lower than that, probably in the 5 or 6 range. But as far as HogSports.com's rankings, I've got him at number 3. I do not see Arkansas offering at this point. I think if they were going to, they probably already would have. The thing with Jarvis, he's a very well-rounded football player, but I'm just not sure where he projects at the next level. You know, he's kind of in that 6 foot, 6 foot one range, about 250 pounds, and doesn't really run like a linebacker. He's really not built like a defensive end. I've always felt like worst-case scenario, if you sign him, put him at fullback. You know, we kind of saw that with Van Steumann here a few years back. I think he's kind of in that mold. But Jarvis is going to end up with some nice offers after his senior year. He's already got about 3 or 4 Division I offers, and I look for that number to keep growing. But it would surprise me if Arkansas offers.
Okay, thank you. And one more before I hang up. What about the receiver over in Lone Oak, Blake Mack? And I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Lance.
Thanks, Lance. Blake Mack will be up here this weekend for an unofficial visit. This is a kid that really went up to the Rivals camp this past summer. He was an unknown. We got him a spot in St. Louis to go up there and see what he could do. He went up there and just killed it. Big-time kid, 6'2", 200, somewhere in that range. He's a big kid, big physical, long arms, runs smooth routes, got good hands. Came to Arkansas's camp. I thought he had a good camp. I'm not sure it was one that was worthy of an offer. And they haven't offered to this point. And to be honest, I I'd probably be surprised if Arkansas offers. But Blake's going to end up playing for some, legit Division I school, in my opinion. He's a good-looking kid.
Let's head to Prescott and speak to David. David, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, first-time caller. Love the show.
Thank you.
I got an observation and a question. At the top of the hour, Matt had made reference to the fact that he wanted to make a highlight film of some of this stuff. The university had the rights to it. It makes me think that university in recruiting is not letting people, these students know the whole picture of what they can do and what they can't do. And I understand to be a higher education level, and these people should be able to read the fine print. Are they educating everybody, all the students, about what they can do and what they can't do?
Well, you have to sign something. When you sign your scholarship, you sign the rights of your games. I mean, you sign that right to the NCAA where they can use it. So, I mean, you know about it, but it's part of the scholarship where every player has. There's not been a player that hadn't signed it. It's part of the scholarship.
But you think it's being spelled out plainly enough that, yeah, because you'd make comment that you wanted to use make your own highlight film, and they told you not to, but if they had explained to you that that's not possible, you would have already known that.
Well, but it wouldn't have mattered, though, is what I guess. I mean, I still would have, took my scholarship and went and played. It was something that I thought that after my time was done and you become a professional that you could use it, but they own the rights. They own the rights.
So they have. Yeah, I know you got to.
You know, like the 7 overtime Ole Miss video that came out after that. I mean, that's all the university. I mean, that's that. So they can do that type of stuff, and that's kind of something that wanted to do is take some of the games and some of that and have that, but that you can't do it.
Okay, well, I was just, the way it sounds, because, you being at the professional level and you are attuned to fine print that maybe they're not explaining it enough are plain enough so that the kids that are going into the colleges and doing all this work and the sweat that Trey was putting it, and because of the Mansvale issue, is really, I think, is just a can of worms being opened up.
Yeah, I mean, there stuff's going to be done. You don't know what, but you got to think something's going to be done.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you very much.
David, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Danny, obviously, everybody's excited for this weekend, and Johnny Manziel, we found out yesterday he's going to get suspended for a half, then he's going to get to play in the second half. But like Matt said earlier, and even Joe, well, Johnny Manziel is probably only going to play a half in the game anyway. And then if he does come in the second half, the team's up. Joe says, well, he might only play 3 or 4 series. And I think Matt said that too. You don't want him out there with the number twos and number threes, because if you're already pulling your number ones, you don't want him out there with a unit that could potentially get him injured when he's got the rest of the season to play. And they've got Sam Houston State before they play Alabama, so he's got plenty of time to get ready. But I say that going into this Arkansas game with freshmen playing and guys that are trying to be seen by this coaching staff that, hey, I can get it done. I know I'm young, but I can get it done on this level. Who are some of those guys you think might stand out and might get some extended playing time on Saturday?
That's a great question, Trey. DJ Dean comes to mind, a cornerback. We've heard a lot about him over the last several weeks now. Excuse me. Brooks Ellis is another freshman I would look to play a lot in the second half. Martrell Spate, obviously not a true freshman, but a first-year junior college player. These type of guys, none of those positions are exactly set in stone. So, and again, on the offensive line, Dan Skipper, Denver Kirkland at the two tackle positions, I think they would probably like to get them in the game at some point. Me personally, guys, I think it's going to be a very tight game. So I'm not sure how many reserves you're going to actually be able to play this week. I think maybe Southern Miss and obviously Samford next week will give you a better opportunity to do that. But they've got a number of first-year players that they're relying on, and it would really, really be great to leave some of those guys out there and let them, run around and learn a little bit.
And that's kind of what I was going to ask, too, is do they want to get A.J. Derby some reps? I know we only have 20 seconds left, but do they want to get him any meaningful snaps?
Absolutely. Yeah, they definitely need to get
Derby out
there.
Maybe not what you're saying, Not this game, but maybe the next two games. Yeah, I don't mean to cut you off, but we only have like 10 seconds left, Danny.
Danny, as always, we appreciate it. We'll see you on the Hill on Saturday.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.